copy that.
In the central portion of the zone, is actually has a crimson hue, a red hue. Outside of that is it's orange, and outside of that it's gray.
Hi, Mick Jack.
All right, take it easy.
I'd offer to hit it, but I don't think I can. My hands are so tired.
I'm going up to Max here for just a minute or two.
Copy that.
Okay, let me hit some more.
Ready?
Yeah, clear. Watch it. I'm afraid. Jack, it's stable enough. Why don't you get out of the way? I'm afraid if I let go of this thing, I'll
okay.
Get it in the head.
Okay.
Have at it. He's still getting a centimeter of whack, poor guy. Let's see. I didn't get a locator. I'm going to get a locator. Oh, it's in the, No, it isn't. The only thing I question is our ability to get it out. Man, that's really hit bottom.
Does it?
Yeah. Okay, do I have core tubes on me now?
I mean, cap?
Yes.
Cap?
Yes.
And a rammer?
Yes.
Okay, only,
That's all the way down. But I really...
That's it. Thanks.
I really wonder about getting it out.
Well, we'll give it the old college try.
Yeah, it'll be good at getting cords out by now.
It'll come out.
Okay.
It wouldn't dare not come out. Wait a minute.
Got enough to hold on to?
Whoops. Which side you got?
I was just getting it down for you. I can get this side better.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay. Go.
Okay. Pull slowly. Slowly so I can cap it now. Let me get a cap.
Okay.
Hold it. Let me get a cap.
Turn. All right. Well, get the cap.
Okay.
Now, wait a minute. Are you ready?
Okay. Very slow. Even the core tube is red. Look at that. Even the core is red. The bottom one's black and orange, and the top one's gray and orange.
Back is it.
The bottom of the core is very black compared to anything we've seen. Hey, we must have gone through the red soil because it's filled, but it's filled with a black material.
Let me see.
Dark gray, almost a very, very fine grain.
That might be a magnetite. Fantastic.
Soil. I got it.
Fantastic.
Go ahead. Okay. But it's, let me.
God, it is black, isn't it?
Yeah, I gotta get it so I can get the, Boy, it is black, and it did contrast to that orange stuff. Very black.
Well, not very black. It's a good dark gray.
Dark bluish gray.
Yeah, contrast.
Okay, turn that thing so I can push this cap a little bit. Just turn.
Which way?
Either way. Just turn the whole tube.
Oh, okay.
It's just easier to turn the tube than my hand.
Some more.
I don't want this cap to come off. Okay, I'm going to intermediate cooling. Okay. Now, you don't have any caps, so let's take this back to the rover.
Where's
the
hole?
Why don't you take a picture of the hole? Why, you got a camera there?
Be careful with that.
Yep.
The caps are in SCV-7 there under the LMC.
Well, the hole's
mostly in shadow.
And 17...
yeah, I got a bomb.
17, so you're at the spot. We have to be leaving here. It's not like we have to be leaving here in 14 minutes on the move because of walkback constraints. And we'd like to get a quick sample of the basalt up there on the rim and steam stereo pan and then press on. And I emphasize it's a walkback constraint we're up against in 14 minutes, 13 now.
Okay, Bob, I'll get a sample. I'll sample it by hand. But it'll be documented. And I'll get it in a bag in a minute since I don't have any. Come back this way when you do. I need that rammer again.
Oh, okay. Well, I better come there first, I guess.
Well, I don't need to write this second.
Okay.
Why don't you leave the core there, Gene, and you can take the stereo pan while Jack's getting that sample. Then you can get together and ram the core home.
The bottom of the upper core is also dark.
Copy that. Sounds a little thin.
Okay. And like you might expect, the top of the top of the bottom core is dark too.
How about that?
But it, if I ever saw a classic alteration halo around a volcanic crater, this is it. It's ellipsoidal. It appears to be zoned. There's one sample we didn't get. We didn't get the more yellowy stuff. We got the center.
Let me get those caps, Jack.
Okay.
What's hold? That's what's holding us.
What's holding us from coming out? Steel bag. Okay. Basalt is in bag 512.
Copy that.
What's holding us from coming out? Steel bag. Okay. Basalt is in bag 512.
Copy that.
I'm getting in your bag here. Got it? Jack, our lock is on the outside here, so we've got to watch his gate. What happened? Not going to worry about it. That lock is on the outside of that lever lock out there. You'll see what I mean when you look at the lock.
Okay, I'm going to go get my pan.
Okay. The cores are not rammed yet. You want to ram them while you're here?
What did you do in my extension handle?
Oh, it's there. And if you want to ram them...
Okay.
There you are. They're not rammed.
I'll get them.
Okay, Bob, I'm going several meters around to the east and towards the south to get this pan.
Copy that.
And I'm going upslope. On the rim. And I'm up. Oh, that ought to be a beautiful shot. If I could see what my settings are. Okay, the lower core is Chucky Jam full. I don't think I'd butch that thing.
Okay, copy that. Okay, and Jack, I copied, besides the three samples, I copied one single rock, one single bag of basalt samples. Is that correct?
That's right, 512.
Copy that.
Hey, Bob, from where I am, about 100 meters around the west side of the rim of this crater, the mantle on the inside of the rim turns from this gray material. We've been sampling the sampling in here during very dark gray material. And there's a lot of orange stuff that goes down radially down into the pit of the crater.
Okay, copy that. Outstanding.
Hey, Bob, those cores didn't feel like the follower went down at all.
Okay.
Shouldn't it have gone a little bit?
Not necessarily, but it's pretty compact stuff, and you're having a hard time getting it in.
Well, I thought there was a little space up there, but maybe I just didn't feel it.
Not very much,
I don't think there's much danger of them coming apart.
Okay, great.
I got to come
couple more pictures at that contact slope over there. I don't, you can't see it from where you are, Jack, but I guess we got to leave. Otherwise, it'd be nice to sample that dark stuff up on top.
We need you guys rolling in 7 minutes.
We can get a spoof. Oh, I'll bet I'm out of film. But I got them all anyway, Bob. I'm at 162. I'm out of film. That stuff, you're looking at me with the camera. That stuff is up towards that boulder. Around that, about as far away from that boulder on the other side as we are on this side. And we want to hack at that boulder, too. Jack, let's see if we can't get that boulder anyway. I don't have any film.
Guys, we don't have that much time.
I know, Bob. I know. There's a lot of little pieces, not a lot, but enough that I've seen five or six of them. Little pieces of obsidian-like glass. I got one in my pocket, unbagged, undocumented. This boulder that you were looking at with the TV, I'm going to take a sample undocumented. I got it, I got it. Oh, you got it? Got
yeah.
It. Let's go. I'm sorry, didn't know you got that. Bag 461 has another sample of the of basalt that I picked up right near where we dug the trench.
Copy 561.
Okay, Bob, I'm going to give you something with the TV. I want to show you where that dark material starts.
Hold still.
Okay. As you look at the inner rim as it goes down to the to the right, you see a lot of boulders, a lot of rocks that are protruding out. Where that rock pattern thins out, just beyond that is an orange, a visible orange radial pattern, and then beyond that is a definite change in albedo where you get the gray material, and a definite change in the number of rocks on the slope.
Dean, right.
That particular material can.
And
that particular. That. Let me finish, Bob. That particular rim material there continues around to the due north, and then there's a drastic change again where you see the inner rim completely tailored with this boulder fill.
Okay, copy that, Dean.
And I can't bet on it, but I can see it. Okay, as long as you're happy, I am.
Wait, Gene, wait.
I gotta get the film changed, Jack. Please.
All right, Gene, change the film at the next station. We can save time that way.
All right.
And we would like the step turned on before you leave. And we'd like EP number one taken, Jack, so you can deploy that at Victory.
Okay. I'll get your scoop for you. Do you believe in a cock like that?
Yes.
Of course, we haven't been taking any step measurements. I don't know what difference it makes. Okay, everything's locked on. I guess that's how you're reading, Bob.
Are we reading you live?
670-012-501. 670-012-501.
Okay, we copy that, Dino. And,
Okay, Justin.
Charge number one, and we need
to step
on.
We got the rake. Step on, Jack. I'll get charge number one for you.
Okay.
I'll get step on. I'll just hand it to you.
And what's your frame count, Dean? Jack?
Charge number one.
Okay, bar. Bar's on, recorder's on, the temperature is 112.
I copy that.
Can you get it, Dino?
Yep.
Did you get in, I'll hand it to you.
Okay.
And now I'm going to get the TV.
And Jack, what's your frame count, please?
I give you that on the rover.
Okay. I thought you were on it.
Okay. Camera's going aft. Camera's going aft. Well, I guess it's a breach of life. Okay, I'll step when I get on. I'll give you this when you're ready. First thing I gotta do, Bob, is change film at the next station.
That's affirmed.
And Bob, LMP is at 7-5.
Say again there, Jack. I missed that.
7-5.
Copy that. Thank you.
I must be getting fatter, you know what?
Fatter?
Well,
depends on how you get in. How's your hammer?
Okay, we got a flag on the rover.
Your hammer's caught again.
That's all right. We got a flag on the rover, and I'm reading 136 on battery number 2.
Say again on that one, Gene.
I'm reading 136. Make that 132 on battery number 2, and we did get a flag.
Copy that.